I'm very happy now to welcome Aaron Levantman. He is part of a writer's read. It's a local reading series that's been going on for a while. And he is presenting a reading of a play called All That Porcelain and the Value of Empty Boxes. Is that two plays? Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Is it two plays or one?
The Value of Empty Boxes is the name of my play that's going to be read, and then All That Porcelain is a short story being read by Philip Retzky.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually two pieces that are going to be read on the 21st.
And so this is happening on Sunday, the 21st of March at 4:30 at the Wild Oats Community Room, which is near Professional Tires. It's right next to Wild Oats on Cordova Road.
Exactly.
For those of you who live in Santa Fe. Tell us a little bit about your play.
Sure. The Value of Empty Boxes I've actually been working on for a couple years, and I've been developing it at the Playwright Director's Unit at the Armory for the Arts. And Chuck Maynard, who's directing the reading, has been working on it with me. And it's a one-act play. I'd call it sort of a romantic comedy with a lot of dramatic aspects to it. And it's about a young woman in New York City who's a struggling artist who works at a dead-end office job, and she meets a real estate developer that she falls in love with. And he sweeps her off her feet, and she ends up moving in with him to San Francisco within a few months of them meeting. And she realizes that this real estate developer is a sort of a nomad, and he's somebody that moves every couple years. And after they've been together for a while, he has the itch, and he's ready to move again, and she has to decide whether to stay with him or to sort of continue on his travels with him. And so it's looking at contemporary relationships and sacrifices.
So it's not like he's a bad guy. It's just
he's not a bad guy. He's just a roamer.
Yeah.
And she has to decide whether she's a roamer or whether she wants to stay put and develop her art career, which is starting to take off when they get together.
Right.
So it's looking at compromises in relationships and the sort of conflict that arises between career and love. And negotiating between places and romance, and what's important to you, what sacrifices you're willing to make, what might be too much to make, what you have to work out, you know, together if you love the person you're with. So
very interesting. It's a very common problem.
It is.
It happens a lot with academics.
You think?
Well, not that one of them
jobs.
Is a rambling man, but
yeah.
when two people are together and they're both academics, and one of them gets a job in another college mm-hmm. or university, mm-hmm. there's trouble.
Exactly. I think it's also just where we're at right now, that people tend to not stay in the same jobs or the same places very long, and people are always looking for what else is out there. And I think it is an issue. I mean, when I look at like my parents' generation that lived in the same house for 40, 50 years, had the same jobs for that long, that's, you know, very different now from how we live.
Indeed.
My parents were both academics, I should say.
yeah.
Interesting.
Mine too, actually.
Really?
But not at the same college, and it's an interesting set of issues that you were exploring in your play, The Value of Empty Boxes. Now, this is part of a bigger series that happens, what, once a month?
It's once a month. Jonathan Ashford, who's also the writer, has been running it. And it's been a very successful series. It's usually packed every month. And it's a huge variety of writers from fiction, playwrights, nonfiction, poets. They did an adult fairy tale afternoon last month. And I'm really looking forward to presenting this play. And my partner, Philip Retzky, who's also a writer, is reading a short story, All That Porcelain. And he's somewhat new to writing, although when we lived in Provincetown, he studied with some amazing people like Grace Paley and Elizabeth McCracken, and took a seminar with Norman Mailer when he was still alive. And he's really very potent writing, and I think it'll be a really interesting combination.
Very
styles.
Interesting. Now, in your play, mm-hmm. are you acting one of the parts?
No, it's actually three actors. Claire David, John Rochester, and Meg Hackman are going to be reading the three main characters. I'll be reading the stage directions. And then the director of the reading, Chuck Maynard, is reading a cameo part.
So Aaron Levantman and Philip Retzky will be there on Sunday, the 21st of March at 4:30. It's a free event in the Wild Oats Community Room on West Cordova Road in Santa Fe. For more information, 505-983-5333. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.